Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt McCucci from the 68th edition of the Cannes Film Festival, joined by John Reddy and Jay Sean St. John, the young first-time actors of the film Songs My Brothers Taught Me by Chloe Zhao from Directors Fortnight. Okay, so to start off the interview, I think our listeners would love to know a little something about the characters you play in this film, Songs My Brothers Taught Me.
The character I play is something just like me. Like, Johnny Winters and John Reddy are just the same, like 70% of real. I ride horse, in a movie I got a lot of brothers and sisters. In real life, I got 19 brothers and sisters, I got 10 sisters and 8 brothers. And I ride horse, and I box once in a while, and yeah, the only thing I don't really do is bootlegging.
What about you, Jessica? I think my character is, I think she's like very curious, because she like goes all over the place, but like she's like a goody-goody, and she never gets in trouble. I mean, she gets in trouble, but I mean, like, she doesn't do bad stuff. And yeah, I just think, I don't know, it's kind of...
That's your character, yeah. But it's a wonderful film. I got to tell you guys, this is has been one of my favorite films at the festival. I really loved it, and I loved your performances in it. And I was amazed to find that it's actually the first time you act in a film. What was that like? First of all, how were you approached by the director?
They actually approached us. Like one day, I guess they had been looking for me like for a whole month. And I didn't even know it, so I decided to skip school for about a week, and they went to my school, and that whole week I went, I was gone. So finally, whenever I was sitting over at lunch, and they come over and tap on my shoulder and tell me they want to meet me in the principal's office, and I thought I was in trouble. So I was going to laugh it off, and then wasn't going to go. So I just went anyways, and they start talking to me about this movie and telling me about what it was going to be about. But it was a whole different movie at first. It was called Lee. And it switched to Songs My Brothers Taught Me.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you think it was a joke at first? Or?
Not really, because I never seen Chloe around. I never seen somebody like her around at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that elaborate.
People around me, like a lot of my friends, thought it was a joke. And they're all like, no, she's a fake. And I'm like, I still went with it, though. I didn't care.
Of course. And how about you?
I was at a powwow, and one of the casting directors, Eleanor, she started taking pictures of me, and she kind of pulled me out, and then that's whenever I met Chloe, and they wanted me to come to audition, and then, yeah, kind of started from there.
So you guys are actually, were raised in Pine Ridge, is that correct?
Yeah, born and raised.
And you must have recognized a lot of the things from there in the film, right?
Yeah.
What was that like? Was it a little hard to kind of bring these stories, this story to the screen? Was it difficult to deal with these themes that you're kind of so familiar with, or were you totally at ease with?
Yeah, it was kind of like difficult, because it was like something new for us, and we didn't really know what places it was going to show, and if it was going to make it look too bad, if it was going to make it look good, but
right.
It turned out pretty good, and yeah.
What could be an example of a particularly difficult scene in the movie that you kind of had a bit of a trouble in making?
I would say the sex scene. That was the most awkward one ever, with 8 people standing in a room doing it like 60 times overs and overs and overs again.
That's true. That could be a little, you know, I can see why that would be uncomfortable, all right. But I think it worked pretty well in the film. It fits the scheme of things. What about you, Jay-Sean?
I think the most difficult scenes would probably be like the crying scenes, because it actually took me a while to actually cry and stuff like that.
Very emotional scenes,
yeah.
Isn't it? But you know, you did a wonderful job in those scenes. I could hear the audience on the screening I was at just completely, you know, get sad. Whenever you were sad, the audience totally reacted to it. So how did you make yourself cry? Did you have any tricks, actor's tricks to do that?
Well, I actually thought of something that made me sad. Like actually, a couple months ago, before this movie started, I had an uncle who committed suicide. I kind of thought about that, and that's kind of made me sad.
That kind of worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys are not brothers and sister in real life, right?
No.
And but you really look like brothers and sisters on the screen. It was unbelievable. It reminded me of my relationship with my siblings.
And connection is, we have a really good connection. Like,
absolutely.
Whenever we first met, like whenever we lived on Pine Ridge, we didn't know each other at all. We never seen each other, but when they showed each other, like, and whenever we start doing the scenes, it took us about 2 weeks or a couple of days, and we got used to each other, and made us look like real brothers and sisters.
Was there any particular event that took place when you met that you realized that you were going to be having no problem with a connection, brother and sister connection?
Yeah, because she always wanted a big brother.
Oh, yeah?
I always told my mom that I wanted an older brother.
Right, and you have him now.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, what was your reaction when you actually saw the film on the big screen?
I was scared, and I was sliding lower inside my chair. And after I noticed people liked it, and it made me feel way better about myself, like, oh, so it ain't that bad.
Yeah, no, it's not bad at all. What about you? What was your reaction?
Well, at first, like, I never wanted to watch the movie because, you know, I'm in it, and I got, like, really nervous whenever we were beginning to watch it, but, like, I don't know. I really like the movie now because how it turned out.
Yeah, you felt a little uncomfortable that you were in the film watching yourself. I think, you know, that's something that a lot of actors feel, because they would never
hear in your own voice.
Exactly. Yeah. And what did you think of your performances then?
It's like, did I do good? But yeah. It's you seeing yourself, so you don't know. But yeah, other people see you, and it's like, wow. And yeah.
What about the relationship with the director and the collaboration? How did she help you during the making of the film?
She like became a mother to us. She was like always there. We kind of got really connected with her. Yeah.
No problem in connecting with the director?
No, not really.
Did she give you a lot of freedom? In other words, did you have to learn a lot of lines, or did you get to say your own, bring your own into it?
Well, it was kind of, we would do our script day by day. We wouldn't, like, get the whole script and read it, because we would probably, like, forget it, so they would give us the lines that we do that day. But at the same time, we did our own lines. We switched up the words to say how we would say them.
So they'll give us a strip every before we start a scene, and then like we kind of have to like switch up the words like how we think you would say it.
Right, exactly. And was there anything in particular that she told you in order to act as the characters that you portray?
Just to be ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Now, this is your first performance, so there's a few things I want to ask you. Are you interested in pursuing an acting career after this film?
Yes, a lot. I would really love to go on and make more movies, because it's awesome, and I love traveling, and love meeting new people. It's always good to meet new people and friends.
And what kind of film would you like to be in?
Action movies, probably. Wouldn't mind scary movies or stuff like that.
What about you? What kind of films would you like to be in?
I don't know. I just kind of like go with the flow.
Go with the flow. That's what you gotta do. And what's Cannes been like so far? It's, you know, first film, and you're already in Cannes. You know, Cannes is the biggest film event of the year.
It's amazing. Like, we was at Sundance before here, but this one is amazing. I love this one.
Yeah, what about all the attention here? Do you like getting all the attention?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's friendly. A lot of friendly people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, thanks very much. I wish you all the best. This is really an excellent film, and I wish you all the best with your future careers. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.